Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast whose sole reason for existing is to remind you that this world is full of magic, mystery, and miracle. And my guest this time, Bridget Kennedy, has a couple doozies to share with you. You know, putting aside the fact that her ancestors won a treasure map in Ireland a while ago, but then hopped on a ship to go search for that treasure in the Amazon. Yeah, that's a whole magical mystery thing in itself. And Bridget tells more about that story and how it inspired her latest creation. She also shares a couple of stories that I found really beautiful, and it has to do with her grandmother. And it reminds us that, you know what? As much as we think we know about this world and this reality, we really know nothing. I'm so grateful that Bridget shared the stories of her family with me. And I think you will be too. So let's get to it. Here's my interview and my conversation with Bridget Kennedy.
Grandmother was saying a little bit further back, but the water line, the waves kept like coming and coming towards her. And I turned to my mom and she was crying. And I said, "Mom, why are you crying?" And she said, "Well, when the ocean comes for you, it's letting you know," I'm about to tear up, "that you're about to pass on soon." Okay, well, something that with the tarot card, the cards lady. So like I mentioned, she pulled three cards, and two were of the ocean, blue ocean. And on the card, it had a boat, and it had a lady in the boat, a girl, a feminine figure in the boat. And behind her was binoculars. And in front of her was a weather vane that pointed like true north, right? And so she was looking at the weather again. She was looking out in front, not in the back. And that's where she pulled the card. She said, you're not done yet. Because the lady's looking forward, not in the binoculars. And then the heavenly card, it was big blue sky. It's kind of like when you look at the sky and like the sunbeams come through the clouds, right? That spray of sunbeams. So that was the card. And it said imagine on the card. And I thought instantly back to a point in my childhood. Sorry, getting a little emotional here. Point in my childhood where we took a beach trip. So my mom, my siblings, and my grandma Catalina, and you know, you have the shoreline and you have the tides like lapping on the shore. And my grandmother was saying a little bit further back, but the water line, the waves kept like coming and coming towards her. And I turned to my mom and she was crying. And I said, "Mom, why are you crying?" And she said, "Well, when the ocean comes for you, it's letting you know," I'm about to tear up, "that you're about to pass on soon." And then I turned and I looked and I saw that water line coming after her. Like she would get up and move the chair and it would follow her and come. It was very strong. And she did end up dying within, you know, the next couple of weeks. But when I did that podcast and the lady's reading my future and she asked me, do I have a link to the ocean or to a story where my grandmother would call out? Because that was the question I put in that universe, right? About my grandmother. And is she happy right now watching down on me? And like I said, right behind me, if I open this curtain, you're going to see the ocean blue of Destin, Florida. And I was like, "Oh my God, she brought me here. She brought me here. It's right behind me." And this tarot card lady, she's holding them up and she's asking me what the connection is. And I'm just bawling at this point. And I felt it so true in my heart. And so right after I got done with the podcast, right, I was like, I have to go to the ocean. I have to walk out right now. I have to go put my flip flops on and go to the ocean and take my flip flops off and put my feet in the ocean. And my husband's like, wait, I'll go on a walk with you. He's like, What's up? And I told him my story. And he was like, I don't think the tides can do that. And I go, it doesn't matter what you think, is what I know in my heart. And I'm going to go put my feet in the ocean because that's where my grandma is right now. And I'm going to go connect with her. And so that's what I did. I went out there and I put my feet and let the ocean tides come up on my shins and my knees. And I felt her presence, and I just got really quiet and centered in there. And I just felt her all around me. And I've been feeling her all around me since we've been here in Florida. And it's just like this huge, huge spiritual, like cocoon, like a warmth. And I'm here in Florida because on a whim, all of Florida in this whole area just suddenly called me up and said, we need you to come down and do a book signing, a book tour. And it wasn't just one place or another place, it was like the whole seaboard all called me and they're like, we need you to come down. Right. And then that podcast was scheduled at that time. And I'm like, Grandma, you always know more than I do. And I will follow you. I'll pack up my family and we will drive down to Florida. And everything came in the lines. Aligned and together. Who else can pull the strings besides the divine, right? Who else can pull those fates and weave those threads?
Admit, my conversation with Bridget really brought the adventurer out in me and kind of made me wish that I lived 100 years ago so that I too could find a treasure map and follow it to the ends of the earth. I'm so grateful to Bridget for sharing her family stories with me, but also how they inspired her work and what she's doing in the world. If you want to do a deeper dive into Bridget and her cool works of art and her family history, follow the links in the episode's show notes. You won't regret it. I promise you that. Please do consider leaving a rating or writing a review wherever you find the podcast. It means so much to me that you take the time and you give me feedback. It helps me to make this podcast even shinier than it already is. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Bridget. Be an adventurer. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that Bridget is following the heart and the soul and the strength and the bravery of her ancestors with the work that she does now. But they believed in themselves and they believed in the eternal call to adventure. So open your eyes and ears every day, because that call to adventure can arrive anytime. And then have the heart and the strength like Bridget to follow that call to adventure, to step out on a path, even if you don't know where it's going. I mean, come on, those paths might be mysterious and they might be a little scary, but if you have faith in the universe and faith in yourself, I really do believe that that path is going to lead you to your biggest adventure yet.